This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Almost time for us to wrap up for this afternoon. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Yuvraj.
If you want to get in touch with the show, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Round about 14 minutes of the show left, of course. We've been asking you that question. Have you applied for a job online during the pandemic? And if so, how easy was it? We'll have an update on the numbers in just a few minutes. We've got one message here on WhatsApp that I want to get to regarding that question, though, from Maggie. And she says, maybe it's old school, but fresh graduate job seekers generally seem to lack manners when being interviewed, regardless of whether or not it's a pandemic or not. First impressions do matter because people would also are gauged by their interpersonal skills after we need to be able to jive with the rest of the work team. There was a young graduate aired over BFM recently, and sadly he came across as the world owed him a living. Yes, we all think so, but in reality, we also need to convince employers that you are the applicant that they're looking for. Look at yourself from the employer's viewpoint, then maybe there'll be a better chance of success in getting that job. The bottom line is, in no order of preference, honesty, responsibility and integrity do swing the results to one's advantage. Thanks very much for that, Maggie. Anything to add to that comment, Arv, Christine? No?
Well, we do have a comment on the Instagram as well that's
just
come in from Dennis Teo, who says, old people will be left out if interviews are virtually done, which is an interesting point.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
All right. We've got one final story of the day. Do you want to get to that first, though? Yes, let's do that first, actually. It's about local companies and how they're being urged to adopt stricter net zero emission targets. So this is coming from international clients that have already endorsed net zero emission targets, according to the United Nations Global Compact Network Malaysia and Brunei. They have this wonderful initialism. It's UNGCMYB. Easy to remember, right? Anyway, Ed Feroznada has said a climate action plan should be the central focus of any business, not only because it threatens to increase resource scarcity and the cost of doing business, as well as to disrupt supply lines, but also because of increasing focus on a greener supply chain. Here's a quote. Globally, we only have until 2030 to avert runaway climate change, and it is critical for companies of all sizes to take action, especially in Malaysia, where as many as 98.5% of business establishments are small and medium enterprises. The private sector is a crucial partner in the whole-of-nation effort to combat climate change. This is in a virtual launch of My Climate Action Guide yesterday. The inaugural My Climate Action Guide was launched by the UNGCMYB in partnership with Tata Consultancy Services, TCS Malaysia, Nottingham University Business Schools, NUBS, and Central College of Penang. He said that the My Climate Action Guide is one of the first guides targeted at Malaysia's private sector, and it aims to drive positive action on climate change towards achieving a carbon net zero economy. He noted that the guide provides a simple and pragmatic approach for companies to easily understand the risks and opportunities from a business perspective and ways to initiate climate change action. Meanwhile, TCS Malaysia country head Jeevan Raju said, despite the importance of taking climate action, many companies are still unprepared, often viewing it as a matter of corporate social responsibility. We've heard a lot of these kind of companies. He said the group wants to help drive a business strategy approach to tackling this critical issue. At TCS Malaysia, we have been helping businesses around the world transform for decades, but the task of helping all businesses transform to address climate change is surely our momentous one yet. We're in a unique position to combine our purpose-driven worldview with digital innovation to partner customers, civil society and governments to lead and shape solutions for a sustainable future, drawing on our global experience of leveraging the Internet of Things, machine learning and artificial intelligence to optimize energy efficiency and reduce emissions. Nottingham University Malaysia Associate Professor and Director of Research, Dr. Avare V. Mohan, said the university is looking forward to bring the topic of climate action into classrooms to educate the future leaders of businesses and society. He noted that the My Climate Action Guide provided a fabulous platform to develop insights on the critical topic of climate change and convey them in a simple and actionable format for the use of business leaders in their decision making, and went on to say, we're always interested in conducting research to gain insights into the growth and development of Asian businesses. with a particular focus on sustainability issues and to use these insights in our teaching and knowledge exchange, he went on to say. Great stuff.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that obviously we are not experts in like any of this, but we've spoken to a lot of people who are experts and who are in the field and in companies who want to be sustainable and want to go green and stuff. Mm. So over the years, like just speaking to different players in different sectors, it seems like the biggest issue with tackling climate change, with going green and being sustainable is that there's a lack of communication with each industry and each company. So, for example, if there's someone who's dealing with e-waste management, yeah, and then you have a company that puts out a lot of e-waste management, more often than not, they don't know that each other exists.
This is true.
You know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's no bridge in between the company that needs to get rid of the e-waste and the company that's managing the e-waste. Mm. Just from what we've seen, I don't know, have you guys like encountered the same thing? Because, you know, just by talking to different people, that seems to be the biggest issue, just a lack of awareness and a lack of, I don't know if this is the right word, but lack of community.
Yeah,
in a sense. And I think also there are some companies out there that are sort of doing it, you know, as the article mentioned, just for the corporate social responsibility and not really in a, I suppose, like a genuine manner or a way that is, you know, that will go like a lot in depth. And they're not necessarily reaching out to, as you mentioned, Arvind, these other communities and companies that might be able to help them with this goal.
That's exactly it. Yeah, it's this idea of community within business to move towards a goal for all of us doesn't seem to be as strong perhaps as it should be or could be. You know, so something like this to let other people and let other companies know that this thing exists. Look, we're all trying to do this together. I think is what, you know, I think it's a great movement, right?
It is. And also this is not the same example, but just to give, like, let's say a company on a very small scale basis, one of their ways to be sustainable is to not use as much plastic. Mm. And we've seen a lot of companies like this where they'll remove the straws that are plastic, but then the cups that the drinks come in are still in plastic.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean? And that's so I think that just goes back to the communication of maybe there's no supply of paper cups or more eco-friendly cups. So they are forced to still use cups that might not be with their sustainable agenda or their sustainability goals. Again, going back to the whole issue of maybe there are no connections, you know. I don't know if I'm making sense again. I'm just saying that we're not experts, but just speaking to the people who are, these seem to be the biggest issues.
No, I think you are, Arv. I think you're making complete sense. And I think, you know, there's other issues with this on board in terms of stuff like logistics as well. Because, you know, we've all obviously been ordering a lot of food stuff online. And a whole amount of us, in fact, a lot of the country, in fact, have been hiring, ordering of, definitely in Klang Valley at least, so ordering a lot of food. And a lot of our delivery services have been really trying to be a lot more sustainable. And so I've seen a lot of the food packaging come and it not be plastic, it be, you know, some kind of paper or whatever. But then over time, if I'm ordering from that same company, there's a move back towards plastic. And I know it's not because they don't want to do it. It's because there's a lack of resources. There's a lack of, you know, stock of these. Anyway.
And the cost.
Mm-hmm. And cost, of course, anyway. Mm-hmm. But with that in mind, we have to wrap up. But let's get the final numbers, of course, referring back to the question that we were talking about earlier and at the top of the show. And it's all about job hunting and job hunting online in particular. Have you applied for a job online during the pandemic? And if so, how easy was it? Arv, what are the final numbers, please?
So final numbers are 41.4% saying no, not looking. 32% saying yes, no response. 23.4% saying yes, got the job. And 3.1% saying no, not online.
What about over on Instagram, Chris? Any changes?
On Instagram, the final numbers are yes at 75% and no at 25%.
All right. It's pretty much time for us to wrap up here on the show, though. Don't forget, though, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Gerald Joseph, the commissioner from Suhakam, and Leva Sridharan from the Labour rights consultant. Every year, thousands of men, women and children become victims of human trafficking, whether it's their own countries or abroad. And in order to highlight this issue and emphasise the need to combat this heinous crime, the UN has declared 30th of July as World Day Against Trafficking in Persons for 2021. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Of course, we started off the show with the story all about... Chris, what was it?
The story was about unemployment and how graduates are being flexible about it. And we followed that up with a story about Cable's 111 movement.
Wrapping up, of course, with local companies and how they're urged to adopt stricter net zero emission targets. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Christine Wong and Arvind Nuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9. Have a wonderful weekend, folks. Stay safe. Stay home.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.